Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I have some exciting news for you today. Today is my birthday. I'm older today and hopefully wiser. But what is so cool about today is that one of my most favorite scriptures in the Bible is just so happened to be the one that we're reading today. And so how cool that on my birthday, I get to read one of my most favorite scriptures. This is from Isaiah 43 in the New English Translation, and this is what it says. Now, this is what the Lord says, the one who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel. Don't be afraid, for I will protect you. I will call you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I am with you. When you pass through the streams, they will not overwhelm you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your deliverer. I have handed over Egypt as a ransom price, Ethiopia and Seba in place of you. Since you are precious and special in my sight, and I love you, I will hand over people in place of you, nations in place of your life. Don't be afraid. For I am with you. From the east, I will bring your descendants. From the west, I will gather you. I will say to the north, hand them over. And to the south, don't hold any back. Bring my sons from distant lands and my daughters from the remote regions of the earth. Everyone who belongs to me, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed, yes, whom I made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes. Those who are deaf, even though they have ears. All nations gather together. The peoples assemble. Who among them announced this? Who predicted earlier events for us? Let them produce their witnesses to testify they were right. Let them listen and affirm it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may consider and believe in me and understand that I am he. No God was formed before me, and none will outlive me. I am the Lord, and there is no deliverer besides me. I decreed and delivered and proclaimed, and there was no other God among you. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. From this day forward, I am He. No one can deliver from my power. I will act, and who can prevent it? This is what the Lord says, your protector, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I send to Babylon and make them all fugitives, turning the Babylonians' joyful shouts into mourning songs. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the one who created Israel, your King. This is what the Lord says, the one who made a road through the sea, a pathway through the surging waters, the one who led chariots and horses to destruction. Together with a mighty army, they fell down, never to rise again. They were extinguished, put out like a burning wick. Don't remember these earlier events. Don't recall these former events. Look, I'm about to do something new. Now it begins to happen. Do you not recognize it? Yes, I will make a road in the wilderness and paths in the wastelands. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, because I put water in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands to quench the thirst of my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself so they might praise me. But you did not call me, O Jacob. You did not long for me, O Israel. You did not bring me lambs for your burnt offerings. You did not honor me with your sacrifices. I did not burden you with offerings. I did not make you weary by demanding incense. You did not buy me aromatic reeds. You did not present to me the fat of your sacrifices. Yet you burdened me with your sins. You made me weary with your evil deeds. I am the one who blots out your rebellious deeds for my sake. Your sins I do not remember. Remind me of what happened. Let's debate. You, prove to me that you are right. The father of your nation sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. So I defiled your holy places, princes, and handed Jacob over to destruction and subjected Israel to humiliating abuse. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you. What a sweet message this is, and especially on a day I celebrate life and another year of life. I just want to recognize you right now today, that you are the one who rescues, and you have rescued me, and I praise you for that. You have healed me of so much, and you have done so much in my heart, and only really there's no other reason I'm here today except for you, Jesus. So thank you for another year of life. Lord, thank you that you are going to pass through the waters with those listening today. And when they pass through the streams won't overwhelm them. The streams of regret and stress and problems. Lord, when we walk through the fire, we're not going to be burned. The flames won't harm us. You are the Lord, our God, the Holy One of Israel. You are our deliverer. And we just thank you for that today. the scripture that has resonated with me for so long is about toward the end of this chapter in verse 19 about you doing something new. And Lord, you ask the question, will you recognize it or do you not recognize it? Give us eyes, wide open eyes, to see what you are going to do in our midst. Lord, we want to have eyes to see the roadway that you are making in the wastelands, in the wilderness, and the pathways through those wastelands. Lord, we want to see what you do, but we need to have opened eyes. And Lord, forgive us for looking too long at the wilderness and seeing it as too difficult to get through, or looking at the wastelands and thinking God could never do anything good in that. Forgive us for thinking that we are broken beyond repair, because Lord, you are big enough to restore us and to heal us and to set us free. And Lord, nothing is too difficult for you. The scripture says, Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too difficult for you. So, Lord, help us to live in light of that today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to encourage someone today who may not have someone praying for them, just send them the link prayeveryday.show and let them know. Or you can give them the link to the free, what is it called? An app. Yes, that's it. The free Pray Every Day app. And if you don't have it yourself, you might want to get it. It's a really easy way to listen to the podcast. And there's 366 devotions written down so that you also have a free devotional with that app. So you can find it on Google Play and iTunes, or pass it on to a friend who needs to know they are not alone.